100.3 Sound FM, Radio Waterloo. This is the Aleem Show, a talkative Aleem here. Today I am interviewing Josh Yont. He was a former student at Fanshawe College. He took the Law and Security Administration course. However, we're going to talk about something that everyone is going to be talking about, and it is about bullying. And Josh Yont, how he overcame bullying is he held doors for people at Clark Road Secondary School, and he's been a legendary icon, and now he does public speaking around the world as well on bullying. So today I want to welcome you, Josh Yont, on 100.3 Sound FM, CKMS Radio Waterloo. Good afternoon, Josh.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure talking with you today.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Now, I did want to ask, though, that what gave the idea for you to hold doors? Because it's not very common for people, not only in high school, but everywhere, to not stand and hold doors for everybody. So what gave that idea? I mean, it's so cool.
There came a time where I was tired of being afraid, and I was tired of being put down, left out, and I wanted to feel important for once in my life. I wanted to face my fears. So there came a point where holding a door, putting myself out there, talking to people, I'd get rid of that shyness, and I'd be able to help people a lot and make people feel special, and that just became a regular routine. I do that every single day.
That is great. In fact, when I was a Fanshawe student, when Katrina Craig, a forensic psychology professor, told me about your honorary achievements, which I have to say is very spectacular, and she did mention to us that if we did end up running into you, to say hi to you. Now, I ended up meeting you in officially in November of 2015, and I have to say that you've done a very great job with going around and doing all of your speeches and holding doors and everything of that nature. Now, when I was a Fanshawe student, there were a couple of times, and I wish I would have done this a lot more, is I did hold doors for people that got off the buses. I decided to follow a bit of your icon, too.
That's great.
Now, what I've done as well is even sometimes when I leave the library and stuff, like I go a lot out to the Kitchener Public Library, and what I do myself is I will hold doors for people when events are done.
Wow, that's really good. It's just thinking out of others and taking a few seconds and showing others that they matter. That's really good.
Absolutely. Now, what are some ways that we can make people feel good or make people feel that they're special? What are some ways that you recommend that we do to make our communities more better?
One of the things, nowadays, talking to people feel kind of offended because talking to others, they feel it's so weird. Just saying hi to people and asking how they're doing, that's really, really important, because there's some people that feel alone and you don't know how they're feeling, so just asking how they're doing, it's very important.
It's absolutely important. In fact, I try my best to say hello to people as well. Now, the only thing I did want to say, though, as well, is when it comes to the aspect of saying hello to others, there was a video that I wanted to play as well, and it is from I know with the region of Waterloo, they have launched this Say Hi campaign where students, as of September 22nd, 2016, it will be the 10th anniversary date of Say Hi, which means that we encourage people to go and say hi to their neighbors, people in their schools and stuff. So this will be the 10th annual Say Hi Day. Now, we've had this since around 2004. I do volunteer for the Waterloo Region Crime Prevention Council, and I was going to tell you, Josh, that what you could do as well is do you have any speaking engagements that you've booked for September 22nd?
September 22nd is free.
Yeah, what you could do is I could see if I can get a hold of Katrina, and see if you would be interested in probably speaking in one of our classes on the 10th annual Say Hi Day, and just get people to get out and say hi to others.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can contact her on that. I mean, that's something that, it's something that was based out of Waterloo Region. But at the same time, that specific campaign, hopefully it goes all around the world. I think it's a great campaign as well. Now, I did want to ask you here, Josh, you did mention to me when we've had conversations is you found that you were bullied more by girls. Could you explain a little bit of that?
Yeah. When I was being bullied, not only was I being bullied by guys, but I bullied more from girls. So they'd spread rumors. They'd be coming in front of me at like five, six, seven people, seven girls at a time, and they just make fun of me. Call me names, just say all this horrible stuff to me, and I had no choice but to walk away because I'm a guy and I just didn't want to hurt their feelings. I felt like I couldn't do anything about it.
Well, there is always something people can do now, and that is what I always suggest to people. No matter who bullies anyone, whether if it's a guy or a girl, whether if it's in the workplace, whether if it's in school, whether if it's for example, on the playground, what I recommend now is to keep a written log of all the approximate dates and times that these situations occurred. And if it cannot be reported to the, we always say go tell a teacher or tell a parent. But sometimes there are some teachers, there are some parents that sweep that under the rug. And what I always say in that case here is, if that is the case, always go higher up. So always call one of the superintendents if it doesn't get resolved, because teachers are supposed to help out on that situations on that. But I think the thing is that also we have to look at it as sometimes teachers don't have much power to change one's behavior, but they should, I think, deal with the issue, not tell a student go ignore it or go suck it up. That doesn't help.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that when you were scared of telling the teachers, what was it that stopped you from reporting it? And I'm not trying to put you down in any way there, Josh.
I was just experiencing so much in my life. My parents were separated. My dad was an alcoholic, even more so. Once my parents were apart, and being bullied, left out, and I didn't feel special at all. And I remember, especially in high school, I was put into a class with other kids with worse disabilities than I. I just needed a little extra help with my classes, and I felt kind of alienated. Because the teachers were making me feel like I wasn't that smart. And because they tell me, get your planner out, do this, they'd always be looking over me when I'm doing my work. And I just wanted to be treated like everyone else. I didn't want them to treat me in a specific way.
Absolutely. You know what? Well, to tell you the truth is that that is very unfortunate, and I'm sorry to hear that your teachers acted, I would say, inappropriately in that case. Because in that case here is, if you're the one being singled out and other students are given a free pass, I don't think that is right. Because I think, you know what, Josh, since I have known you, I think you're capable, I think you're smart. I mean, look at you. You're going around the world and you're speaking about bullying and how we can be kind to others. What have these teachers accomplished? Nothing, really.
Yeah, I know, right?
So to look at it here is that I always tell people, never, ever, ever tell someone that they can't accomplish anything. Because you know what? That person may surprise you. And you've done amazing there, Josh, I have to say. So what was it like doing your first public speaking? Where did you do your first public speaking, if I may ask?
My first public speaking event, one of them was in Toronto, the York University in Toronto. I was invited by the Peel Police and Peel School Board. And then another event, I know I did right around the same time, was in London, Ontario, it was the Night of Heroes event. I was gladly appreciated in London as one of the heroes for the year.
Oh, that's great. I have to say that is amazing. I mean, I do see one of your videos on where you did your University of Toronto speech, and this is by yourself here, there, Josh. And I'm gonna play that as well. What I am gonna do here is, first and foremost, I am gonna go ahead and I'm gonna play the CBC, the National, and the title is called The Doorman, Student Overcomes Bullied Past. Now, I don't like calling you the actual doorman, because to tell you the truth, you're holding doors out of the kindness of your heart. It should be called The Kindness Man.
Yes.
So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this, and I'm going to gather some of your thoughts.
Awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure. So just one moment.
He was known mainly by his nickname, the Doorman. Just 6 months ago, Holy in Canada introduced you to a student who was known mainly by his nickname, the Doorman. Well, now Josh Young is about to graduate from high school. So tonight, Joanna Remilios takes us back to London, Ontario's Clark Road Secondary School. See how opening doors has opened up his world.
Good morning.
A small act of kindness, a huge act of bravery. For the teenager known simply as the doorman, life would never be the same.
I'll bend like every morning, going through the hall, greeting everyone, holding doors, and being everyone come in from outside. Yeah, it'll be a big pain not being able to do that anymore.
It's been 6 months since we first met Josh Young. He'd been bullied at school most of his life, and he'd come to this one for a new start.
I think I'm too weird not having a door always open and then, like, just him holding them open for everyone.
Gonna miss him. Saying hey to me all the time.
By the time we meet him, the unknown doorman had become one of the most popular students in the school. But even more remarkable, what happened since our story aired. We caught up with Josh at home.
Come on, Harry.
Yeah. Well, he took one of the hundreds of calls he's received. This one, from a motivational group that wants to give him a job.
Yeah, it's very extraordinary. Just exciting, different.
Really adorable. Josh's story went viral. The report got thousands of hits on YouTube. People at the grocery store stopped to ask if he was the doorman, and he made hundreds of new Facebook friends.
The French professor's pouring in, the folks on his wall. He was just going insane, and I'm surprised our internet didn't crash. It was pretty amazing.
The well wishes are still streaming in from all over the world. A former wrestler from Hollywood who sent Josh a book about bullying. A writer from BC who wants to write a screenplay about his life. He's already spoken several times about bullying. That's Josh in a video his sister took when he addressed a police conference last month. He is like 1,000 times more confident.
All the best to you next year, whatever you do.
Daryl Butcher is the teacher who told the CBC about Josh in the first place. He says Josh is leaving behind a happier school.
He teaches us lessons that are probably more valuable than the ones that we've taught him as teachers. So, and we can all learn from taking the time to help other people.
Morning.
Josh is off to college in the fall, but he's not quite ready to leave this behind. He plans to come back from time to time to hold open a door, and perhaps to remind himself too why he started doing this in the first place.
Feel strong like others that if you're bullied, then respectfully, you're putting yourself out there. There's always hope for things.
Joanna Carlionis, CBC News, London, Ontario.
Well, it wasn't just Josh Yount that got noticed for that story. Joanna's team was recognized at this weekend's RTNBA Awards. You can watch the original story online at cbcnews.ca/thenational.
100.3 Sound FM Radio Waterloo. That was absolutely amazing. I have to say that good on you there, Josh, I was going to say. But also as well, at least that one kind teacher, Daryl Butchart, he did the right thing, I have to say.
Yes, he sure did. If he hadn't have done that, I may not have been recognized for what I did. So it's very amazing what he did.
Absolutely. And I have to say, though, that, you know what, I wish more teachers were like him anyways.
Yes, I totally agree.
So what did you teach in school, actually, if I may ask?
Mr. Butcher taught history. I never had him as a teacher. I just see him every day through the halls. And the interesting point is, just so impressed by what I did, he decided this is the time I'm going to share my story. And see if get me noticed on TV. And amazingly, they responded and wanted to meet me.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great. I mean, I'm glad the CBC actually responded. I have to say that it seems as though the CBC responded more quickly than the local CTV in London.
Oh, yes.
That's amazing. I have to say that, I have always been, this is not the opinion of the radio station. This is the opinion of myself, the Aleem Show with Talkative Aleem. But I am going to say that when it comes to CBC News, I have to say that they always tend to post good stories. I find they are probably the leading on that.
Yes.
I mean that, and I even find my show. I'm trying to match that capability as well. I mean, I gotta tell you that you've been a really good inspiration to me in allowing me to host my show here as well. Now I am gonna be playing the Peel Regional Police Conference as well, and I'm going to be, and I'm just going to be playing that just for our viewers to hear as well. And I'm going to ask you your thoughts on that too.
High school has been impossible to meet.
Bosch is there every time to call the union. Whenever I walk the hallway at home, I feel it. Whenever the bell is high on. I spend a lot of my time in the bathroom alone, just thinking what I can do for my head. I'm glad the hell doors is me nice. Then I got my 15th birthday, but that passed away for vacation. I felt even more alone with that. A year later, my mom moved to my sister and I in a month. I decided I wanted to make an effort from a new school. It was fresh air, a new place, new people, new beginnings. The first day I climbed around the corner. I wanted to go on who I was and to put myself on. I started to hold orders that was not a memory of sin. My work time, my green people, it's really great to see the people smile, say hi back, and then also hold orders in the classes. A year in 2019, I loved it. I met many people who just agreed. They create seeing people smile and say hi back. Nobody knew who I was, so they just simply called me into my I was good at school with the best personality and prom kid. I received an honor award and I love going to high school now. For one of the remarkable people.
Still playing your video here, Josh. So there you have it. That was the University of Toronto speech by Josh Yont. And I did want to ask you here, Josh, so what was it like doing that University of Toronto speech? So for example, since it was with a group of police officers as well, now who else was in attendance in that conference too?
The Peel School Board.
So it was kind of like a partnership between the two?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And my question is that what was the end result after that speech?
It was amazing. I was shaking the hand of the police officers and the school board. The kids are just so inspired by my story. And since I did that event, I got a message, email from one of the police officers, and apparently there's a few people in Peel region now holding doors open at schools.
Oh, that's amazing. I have to say that is a really, really good change. I have to say that is amazing. I have to say now are those students also going to be getting public recognitions on that too?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so as well. Yeah, exactly. And I was also going to ask as well that did you also end up meeting the police chief as well, Jennifer Evans?
I'm not too sure. It's been like 2 years, but I may have. You never know.
Absolutely. Well, I was just gonna say that is a very amazing amazing story as well. Now, with Clark Road Secondary School, are people holding doors there too, or not as much?
Well, since I left Clark Road, everyone has been telling me no one holds doors the way I did, but people still hold doors and are being kind to each other at Clark Road. Even when I visit, they're holding doors for me. It's really great.
So things have changed. That's amazing, I have to say as well. Now, the only thing is that I wish, the only thing that I would have, if I could go back in time and go back to Fanshawe, I wish I would have held doors every single day. Myself.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's the only thing. Because, I mean, the one thing is that I did hear about your story, but then when I was in Katrina's class, she ended up saying this story about you when I was in her forensic psychology class, and I'm like, this is amazing, you know, going out, holding doors, saying hello to people, and you know what, it's a good way to meet new people too. I have to say, I just commented on that University of Toronto speech, and I wrote on here, great job, Josh, you're amazing.
Awesome, thank you. What? Yeah, all it really takes is just showing people that they matter and that you are thinking
of them. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, it's good to do that as well. Now, what are your speaking conferences lined up? So what is your next journey?
My next journey? A few years ago I got back from Hanover, Ontario. I spoke at a leadership for youth. And, I'm coming to Kitchener twice in September.
Oh, nice. What dates are you coming in on Kitchener?
I'm coming in on the 17th, I think. September 17th and the September 9th.
Great. Let me put this in my calendar here so then I can tell people about this. So September, what was that? September, you said September 9th?
9th and the 17th.
And the 17th. And are you going to be at the same place or two different places?
Yeah, it's going to be the same school on September 9th. I'm going to be welcoming and inspiring the grade 9 students to do kind things.
Grade 9, and what school will that be at?
I have it in my career, but I'll send you it by email on Facebook, is that okay?
Oh, that's cool, because I mean the only thing is then I can at least tell people about it, right? And
yeah.
And get you some more publicity on it, because I think the thing is that this is publicity we need. The publicity I hear half the time is about ISIS and about, you know, about all these terrorist attacks and stuff like that, and I don't even want to hear that.
Yeah, I hear you there.
And I mean, this is absolutely amazing, I have to say there, Josh. You've been an absolute inspiration here. And any last words for us?
Any last words? Just do the kind thing. One small act of kindness. is all it takes to make a big difference in not only your life, but everyone's lives around you.
Oh, absolutely. See, and I mean, the one thing I always say, though, is you don't need money to be the kindest person. I have to say that what someone can do to be kind is, and I'll give a perfect example. Go to your local library, and you know how at the library, like, you have, like, at the catalog sections, there's, like, recycled paper to write down books you're looking for? Since a lot of people don't use those, take a piece of paper, draw a smiley face, put it in a book, or draw a smiley face, draw several of them, and put them in, what should I say, put them in the center of a library table.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it can be just as simple as that.
That's exactly it. And even just, sorry, have a great day, it's nice to see you. I remember walking into Walmart this one time. I said, hi, how are you doing? This older guy. He stopped me. I was like, oh no, what happened? He ended up telling me every time he went in public, he was ignored. No one cared about him, so he felt. And he almost broke down crying because he was just so grateful that I said hi to him that day.
That is great. I had that happen to me here in Kitchener. I said hi to an older person. I was walking on Ontario Street, just near King, and I said hi to this guy, and he's like, wow, thank you very much for saying hi to me. What's your name? And he started talking to me as well, and then he's like, that is amazing.
Yeah, it sure is amazing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's a cute dog that you have. What kind of dog is that?
I have three dogs, 3 minute period gap pound.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And I was going to ask as well that, so what are some tricks that your dogs have mastered?
They don't really do tricks, but they're good at barking.
Oh, they're good at barking, eh? Well, Josh, it was a pleasure speaking with you here. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me on this. And I hope you have a great day. It was an absolute honor talking to you today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure there, Josh. And take care, and all the best to you, and keep up the great work.
Thanks.
My pleasure. Bye. Bye-bye. So there you have it. That was Josh Yont. He was a former student at Clark Road Secondary School and a former student at Fanshawe College, where he took the law and security course, from my understanding. Now,